and welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart, along with my partner in crime for the day, Robert Smith, filling in for Luke Burbank. Okay, Robert, buckle up, because it's time for the news you can't use, the news our producers choose, the news we abuse, news you can't lose. I'm done. This is the ramble.
Major League Baseball has told presidential candidate Chris Dodd, you're out of here. I guess the Dodd campaign had offered Red Sox tickets to its supporters for the price of $20.04. That's the last time they won the World Series. And they were going to give these tickets to Game 6 of the American League Championships. And the idea was you buy this, you give your donation, you win the ticket, and you get to sit next to Chris Dodd, eat a hot dog, have a beer, and watch the game. Major League Baseball didn't like it, and they put the kibosh on it. And so now they're raffling off a chance to go on the campaign trail with Chris Dodd.
Yeah, that's as much fun as a baseball game.
Maybe they'll buy a hot dog.
I don't know. I hope the snacks are as good. Okay, this comes from Orlando, Florida. It's okay to feed the homeless. A judge said so. I don't know if you heard about this story, but 22-year-old Eric Montanez, he was acquitted by a jury on Tuesday on charges he violated a local law against feeding the homeless. There's this law that says feeding more than 25 people without a permit is illegal, and you can only get 2 permits a year. He's with a group called Food Not Bombs, and he went out and he wanted to feed people. He was arrested. Immediately after being acquitted, Montanez celebrated with some of his homeless buddies at a ladle fest.
So. Unbelievable how they let those people out, you know? And it's the unsuspecting public serving food, soup lines. Speaking of terrorism, terror alert in Dover, New Jersey. 3 aldermen in the town are searching for the next target of Al-Qaeda. They say it may be coin-operated candy dispensers, you know, gumball machines.
I couldn't
little
believe it
prizes.
When you told us this story
this
morning.
This is an amazing story because these 3 aldermen, they care about their town and they care about their children, and they say that those gumballs, those jawbreakers, could get poisoned by a terrorist. So they're going around on Saturdays searching out unlicensed machines. They found more than 100 unlicensed gumball machines.
My favorite thing about the story is the police chief says,
what are you talking about? Now, what they should do is employ my 4-year-old daughter because she can spot a gum candy machine from like a mile and a half away. She is like a virtual terrorist detector.
She is a future of the CIA. Sign that kid up. Here's another kid they might want to sign up, at least some local police force, because this kid likes to put the pedal to the metal. This is coming out of Omro, Wisconsin. A little kid, his name's Jordan, he's 3. He's got this super cool battery-operated child-size red Mustang. Pulled out his ride, went out on the highway, apparently obeyed all the laws, stopped at the lights, did all the signals. But apparently, obviously, other drivers were like, hey, there's a 3-year-old kid in a Mustang on the highway.
He's got a booming system blaring out the Rocky. Boom, boom, boom. He's beating hybrids off the line. That's how fast this kid
is. I'm telling you, the kid, one local neighbor said he made it 5 or 6 blocks from home before anybody even noticed. He's home, he's safe, but fortunately his dad has taken the batteries out of the car at this point.
And by the way, he had a sidekick, a 2-year-old was in the seat, in the shotgun seat, giving directions.
And his license plate said, try me.
Try me.
All right.
Love it. Take him off the line.
That's what was happening in Omro, Wisconsin, and that's all that's been happening on this edition of The Ramble.